Well, welcome everyone. This is Paul Scharf for Whitcomb Ministries, back here again with Dr. John Whitcomb. He's going to continue answering your questions in this session. It's just a short informal time we have together to look at some frequently asked questions that have been submitted at whitcombministries.org. Dr. Whitcomb, we're going to look at three questions in this time. And the first can be summarized as follows. Someone has written in with concern about a woman who is terminally ill and was saved while she was in the hospital. And the person is concerned about situations in this person's life. And I'm just going to generalize the question and say, what happens if a person is saved in this case, or in any case, a person who's terminally ill, who may be struggling with sinful situations, sinful habits, sinful patterns, maybe even something that at that particular point could no longer be reversed? Dr. Whitcomb?
Of course, Paul, all of us, when we face death, unless the rapture comes first, bring with us sinful situations, habits, world and life views, mentalities, because we have a sin nature. And perish the thought that we have to get rid of all of our sin before we're qualified for God's heaven. All that issue was settled at the cross when Jesus died in our place and said, "It is finished." Namely, our sin was paid for in full, 100%. So even though we have a sin nature after we're saved, the sinful things that are not properly dealt with or sins that are not confessed, 1 John 1:7, 8, and 9, will be dealt with at a special occasion called the judgment seat or throne of Christ. We're told in 1 Corinthians 3 that all of us will have our works examined, evaluated by the eyes of Jesus like flames of fire that can penetrate and illuminate all we are and all we say and do and think since we were saved. Only born-again people will be there at that judgment throne, the bema, the Greek word, the judgment throne of Christ, where our works will be the basis for the gaining or losing of rewards, not salvation. It says a person may suffer loss, but he will be saved, yet so as by fire. In other words, salvation is not the issue. That's all settled forever. It's what kind of rewards, if any, we'll receive. And even those, of course, who receive rewards will have the supreme joy of casting those crowns, those rewards, down at the feet of Jesus. We don't deserve anything from Him. We just thank Him for enabling us to achieve, earn certain rewards, crowns, that will please and honor our Lord. So even though, of course, our salvation is secure, we should be very careful how we live and think and talk, that we might be pleasing to the Lord and hear Him say on that occasion, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord."
Dr. Whitcomb, we have another question. Donna has written in and said, "Years ago I read in the Bible about where the Genesis floodwaters went. I can't seem to find that verse. Will you help me, please?"
Yes, there's a wonderful statement in the Great Nature Psalm, Psalm 104, that tells us that when that flood in Noah's day covered the whole world, something special happened that was very rapid. It said the waters were standing above the mountains. That's the mountain-covering flood of Noah's day, Genesis 6, 7, 8, and 9. Now watch the words. "At thy rebuke they fled. At the sound of thy thunder they hurried away." Well, where did they flee to? Where did those mountain-covering waters go? Answer, the mountains rose and the valleys or basins sank down. In other words, there was a drastic change of topography at the end of the flood. So where did the waters go? Lotus, to the place, this is Psalm 104, verse 8, "to the place which thou didst establish for them, thou didst set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth." Ocean basins today are the repositories into which post-flood waters sank deep, deep down thousands of feet, as they are basins, reservoirs, for both oceans that before the flood were divided from each other by the firmament, the expanse. That is an amazing, brief, and beautifully stated answer to that question, isn't it? Psalm 104, verses 6 through 9. Thank you.
Dr. Whitcomb, our last question for this particular session comes from a pastor. He writes in and says, a pastor friend of mine was hooked on your miracles video series. Where can we direct him for his own set and for the tapes produced on DVD? A practical question, but one we want people to be aware of the information for.
Yes, all of our DVDs are now available through Whitcomb Ministries, Incorporated, and our address here in Indianapolis is 6147 Hythe Road, H-Y-T-H-E, Hythe Road, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46220, or you can phone us at 317-849-2166, or email us, jcwhitcomb@juno.com, and we'd be glad to send you an order form listing all of our DVDs and our CDs dealing with Bible science, and as this question refers to our special tape dealing with miracles, divine biblical miracles then and now. Thank you for asking.
And of course, Dr. Whitcomb, they can also check the website, whitcombministries.org, click on catalog there, and they'll see all kinds of information about all of the materials that are available from Whitcomb Ministries. We also want to encourage them to continue listening here to sermonaudio.com/Whitcomb, where they can hear now nearly, soon to be, 300 messages, where they will be able to hear you and other speakers talk about biblical themes. Thank you, friends, for joining us as we've brought you once again another time of Dr. Whitcomb answering your questions. We hope to see you here on Sermon Audio again very soon. Have a great day.